Adam Lee Potter wrote in the Dorset Magazine, February, a tricky month to spell, a tricky one to put up with, frankly. There seems very little fun about February. Christmas and New Year are long gone. The weather is Bible black and spring has yet to spring. At least it's brief, I suppose, and Valentine's is tucked in there, obviously. But who really likes Valentine's? It is a day that has stressed pretty much of my entire life. Well, one day each year, anyway. From the cards that I didn't want as a teenager, to the ones that I didn't get in my 20s, to the horror of not knowing as a grown-up quite what to do. However, I still think the best poem ever written was Valentine by the peerless and clever John Fuller. I like it when you tilt your cheek up. I like the way you hold a teacup. I like your legs when you unwind them. Even in trousers, I don't mind them. I'd always know, without a recap, where to find them. Just genius, written, though, by an old man to a young woman, which is less genius. Sorry, John. But I adore this poem. He eclipses even Thomas Hardy in my eyes, and that's a huge call. Talking of Hardy, who was famously technology phobic, how right he was. Everything technological in my life has just blown up, from my laptop to my phone to my time capsule. And if you're a Mac person, you'll know what I mean. If you're not, huge apologies. And you may also be right. Any road, Solutions Inc. in Bournemouth, despite their terrible name, were an absolute delight. They fixed my Mac, they sorted my phone, and they now, as we speak, are mending, apparently, my time capsule. Well, trying to anyway. My father has for years now advised me to double back up. I know that sounds slightly odd. What he means, obviously, is everyone should use at least two devices to back up their computers. And, of course, he's absolutely right. But he almost always is, and how annoying but sweetly reassuring that is. I mean, I literally would fall apart if I lost all my treasured photographs and music and memories, and it came quite close to it, so plaudits where plaudits are due, Solutions Inc. and my dad, they are right up there with VAS Works Limited and another Dorset lifesaver. On a complete tangent, I just watched 20 years from the last time I watched it, Highlander. It's an extraordinary movie that I would recommend to anyone. Bonkers, certainly, but brilliant. And aren't bonkers brilliant things rather lovely? I have oddly been asking friends of mine what their favourite word is. So far, I have kudos, hullabaloo and elbow. I still find elbow a tad strange as a favourite word, but there you go.